Professor Plum's about to solve this thing.
Good evening, friends. My name is Mr. Verde. Welcome to Mystery Detective Battle.
Five world-renowned detectives known as Dr. Claret, Professor Plum, Colonel Mustard, Mr. Green, and Mr. Bluejay are arriving on the scene where Dude Perfect member Kevin Sparky Sparkman has gone missing. The only witness was the butler, who is live on the scene now.
Buenas tardes. I am Horacio Del Garza. In order to win this game, the detectives must collect clue cards by solving riddles and winning mini-games throughout the night. These cards will help them solve the crime. Who did it? In what room? And with what weapon? One card has been pulled from each category. Those three cards create the answer to the mystery. The answer is here, safe and sound with me. To help them get started, I have given each player five clue cards. Our guest should be arriving here soon.
What do I gotta do to get a Kool-Aid around here?
Gentlemen!
My name is Horacio, your butler. Do all your note-taking in the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 5? To start tonight's fun, let's make our way to the kitchen for the first minigame. This game is called Blackout. The room will go dark, someone will enter the room, and whatever he's wearing will help you get started on a riddle.
Let the games begin. So I was the first to find the clue, but I really couldn't tell what it was. A pool floaty? A balloon animal? I have no idea. But you know what? Defense wins championships. Let's just box out everybody and no one's touching that clue. Upper hand?
Me. Dr. Claret immediately tried to block me out, so I decided to reach out. And I felt the clue.
I know, I've learned something very valuable.
I have.
Can I say it?
The most valuable thing.
I have no doubt it was a pool floaty.
Dr. Claret was blocking out everyone, which I'm still not really sure how he got the title doctor, because he certainly is not one. Anyways, I decided to take my own route, and I felt some sort of safety goggles, but I have no idea what that means.
I learned something very important. Advantage, Colonel.
I feel very good about what I've
got. Enough.
Now is the time of the night where you go throughout the Texas mansion and you find any riddle that you can.
If you find a key that looks like the skeleton key with the tag, it will open a lockbox on the mantle.
At this time, I will release you. And when the cuckoo clock sings, that is the time to come back to the grand room for your next minigame. Go.
I like you, Horatio. It's good to meet you.
You too, Mr. Green. Thank you, sir.
I'm indifferent.
Wow, I wonder what Corey found. Leads him out this way. I think I'll follow. What did you feel, Colonel?
I can't tell you all that information.
I'm no dummy. I felt a pool floaty in the minigame, so I went to the pool.
I thought about following Colonel Mustard, but he's not really the type of guy you want to follow. So I decided to go to the house and look for my own clues.
I think Mr. Verde let out a toot.
No, Mr. Verde
Mr.
did not.
That was nasty.
Should the clues be a bit more obvious?
Riddles aren't my strong suit, so I decided to follow Ty and Gare and see if they left any breadcrumbs.
You kept stating all the clues are going to be super obvious, and I've been in every room so far without a clue.
Just like that, I see Sparky's wallet on the ground with his ID inside and a little note.
Got him. Oh, Ralph, ASAP. I think I should call Ralph.
Hello, Professor.
What are you doing, Doctor? What are you doing, Doctor?
I've never been Mr. Obvious, so I kind of need clues more hidden. Supposedly they're in plain sight, and I ain't seeing them.
I took a lap around the house, didn't see an obvious clue, but sometimes it's all about being in the right place at the right time.
Huh. Hello?
Listen closely. An anonymous witness to Sparky's abduction, one with reasonable cred, said the kidnapping did not take place in the room with the four-poster bed.
The room with the four-poster bed, which I know is the master bedroom. Just so you know, when we discover a clue card, we know that is not part of the answer. You can cross that off the list.
I'm but a few minutes into this challenge and already my patience is being tested. Where in the world is it? Maybe there's nothing here. That is saddening.
Hey, Sparky, it's Ralph. Thanks for calling me back. Can you go out to your black truck for me real quick?
A black pickup truck? It's Sparky's, and it's right here.
Inside should be that receipt from your recent oil change.
Receipt.
If you find a name on that receipt, that person is as trustworthy as I am a mechanic. They couldn't harm a butterfly.
On the receipt, I see Mr. Bluejay's name written clear as day. So now I know it's not Mr. Bluejay, Kobe Cotton. It's valuable information.
Let's go find some more clues.
Mr. Bluejay checking in. Always been a big board game guy, and I love puzzles. This should be a good night for me.
This feels promising. Do love a good mystery.
Think like a bad guy. Are you supposed to answer the door?
Answer the door, and a pizza guy hands me what I assume is the start of a riddle.
tell me and only me.
Tony's pizza. Here you go.
Is it supposed to go to the kitchen?
But I hear Ty and Cody right behind me.
Well, I mean, you should probably look at it.
Well, how did he get here?
Show me what the pizza says.
I need you guys to give me something if Kay. I give you this.
Okay.
I will help you if I find a clue.
Oh, that's a good deal. He's weak. He's weak. Grip. He's big, but he's weak. That's a deal. That's a deal. Okay.
Oh, he locked us out.
Garrett,
you dirty dog.
What's his name?
That's the professor.
Okay.
After searching every nook and cranny around the pool, I realized my blunder. I needed to look inside the pool.
I have found the key. It looks like a leaf, but it is not a leaf, it is a key, and now I have to decide, do I wade in to get it? And the answer is yes.
It's absolutely frigid.
There's pepperoni spell something. Take a picture of it, and then we'll destroy it.
The pizza had 413 written on it in pepperonis. But Cody was right on my tail, so I had to destroy the evidence. I got it. You can eat the pizza.
What are you going to do with that? Just
throw
discard
it in the pool?
He wouldn't. Oh, he would.
Oh, no. I love it. I love it.
Oh, sometimes you just have to do it.
I have found the key.
No.
I am also soaked.
Wow, that's commitment. While you're wet, can you get us the pizza box?
I hope this is the world's most important clue.
Looks like there was initials. It looks like a something W. It's pretty much unreadable. Point Kobe Ty.
I found a key with a blue tag. I can only imagine. It is for the blue box.
Hello, Colonel.
I have found nothing.
I have a clue.
You have a clue?
Yes.
A real clue.
I have what may lead to another clue.
So you do not have a clue.
You have.
Okay, well, don't come calling to me when you need help.
That was a close call.
To explain the game very simply, every time we find a clue card, what is on it is not the answer. Cross the dining room off the list.
Gentlemen, the clock has rang 6 o'clock, and it is time for your next mini game. Gentlemen, welcome to the ballroom. This game is called Memory Race. There is an easel with a painting on it. You must study that mosaic and replicate it here on your board. First person to do so is the winner. Go!
This one's going to be very easy for Mr. Green.
What?
I already forgot it.
If you want to know why, well, I'll tell you. I have what you call a photographic memory.
Done.
No!
That is correct. Congratulations, Mr. Green.
Come on.
You can join me in the study for a direct clue.
Oh, what do we have here? Another clue for Mr. Verde. I think I'll keep this one to myself.
The butler told us new rooms would be unlocked during this round, so I decided to go upstairs and see if there's anything new. I walk into the bathroom, and I see an ice chest with a key frozen in it.
This wasn't here earlier.
So I thought, why not melt the ice?
Oh, yeah, mate. Quite stupid.
Oh, wow, that's heavy.
Last round, I did get the code from the pizza box, but I tried it on everything and nothing was working, so I went back outside to the pizza box to see if I'd missed something.
Tony's pepperonis. So good, you'll lock up the leftovers. Is it a fridge?
There's only a few better feelings than solving riddle.
A seating place and something buried to help crack the case.
Oh, how has no one done this yet?
Inside the piano bench, I found this music book, and inside, I found a clue that said, find this prop, a red, and there's some gaps. And it says to play the keys from right to left, and anytime you hear a muted key, Nat's gonna give me the letters that I need to fill in the blanks.
Find something?
Nope.
I found a suspicious looking math problem over by the pool table, and it appears that I need to use the pool balls and the numbers on them to form some kind of solution. Hopefully that solution will give me the code to the lock on the cabinet. I solved the equation,
naturally,
opened the cabinet, and I found this slide puzzle. One step closer to a clue.
No to the
Go way. Away, Colonel, as you did not share your clues with me.
Don't come calling to me when you need help.
I'm realizing I probably should have helped Mr. Green. I shooed him away, and now he has no need for me.
You're never gonna figure that out, Doctor. That is not your skill set.
Mr. Claret, you are so wee in the mind.
The fake doctor in real life is absolutely horrific at music.
Here. I will trade you my information.
I'll talk to you later.
I started off rapidly, but now I'm at an absolute standstill. I'm finding nothing, and everyone else is scurrying about as if they've found golden treasure.
So I'm so close to solving this puzzle. I love Wheel of Fortune. Duffel bag. I need a duffel bag, and it needs to be red.
The clue said, look outside near somewhere to sit. I found a pergola and some benches. I knew I had to be close. Nothing seemed to stand out until I saw the orange flag.
Let's go. I feel like I just won $1 million. This is my first clue.
Well, more work to do back inside.
Plan A, hair dryer. Too slow. Plan B, iron. That should only be used on clothes. Plan C, that worked like a charm.
Let's just unplug those just for a fire hazard.
Gary,
I got this one. We gotta put this together, and then it tells us, but I unlocked it out of there.
Turns out slide puzzles are a bit more cumbersome than I imagined, so I had the plum join me in my quest for seeking an answer.
He already solved half of it, but couldn't figure out the rest. Wanted to team up. Who didn't love a free clue?
I'm gonna go see if I can figure out this music thing. Not gonna leave page 130 open for me?
Dang it.
Duffel bag.
The riddle has been solved. Now I just need to find the duffel bag before Claret does.
People keep looking at this.
I know Cody and Ty are one step ahead of me. Now it's just a race to find the duffel bag.
Where is it?
Where is she?
Where is it?
Where is it?
I don't know what they're talking about.
I've been looking forever. Did someone get it?
So I'm looking for the red duffel bag, but I hear a phone ringing in the room. I have to answer it before Ty does.
Hello? It's me. It's Dr. I don't remember my name. Dr. Red Guy. You actually have to leave the room. Hello?
Listen closely.
Okay.
If you thought it'd be safe in a room fit for fun, flipping cards, laying bets on a billiard ball run, well, you'd be right. Other than a couple eight ball scratches from Panda, there was no foul play in this room on the night of Sparky's disappearance.
Just eliminated the billiards room. I am one step closer, baby.
Lego, Lego, what's up?
I missed out on the phone call to Claret. However, that leaves me to search for the duffel bag.
Mr. Green, you look so nice. It's fancy to see you this evening. Thank you. One second, I have to get the duffel bag.
Oh, hello, Red Duffel. So nice to see you. Inside the Red Duffel, I find
the shop collar.
I'm one step closer to finding the culprit.
Thank you for playing, my friends.
Wait.
He already has it. Gosh, where was it?
Was it in here? Oh, Mr. Green always prevails!
If I had to award a clear frontrunner so far in this competition, I would say me.
He's still in last place, everybody, okay? Everyone just calm down. But I am out of clues, so I gotta get to work yet.
But if there was a runner-up, I would have to give it to the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 5. It's actually been quite handy in taking notes. Hey, Claret, look. Kidding. I kind of like that it folds up. Look, oh, it's like a little tent. It's Mr. Green in a tent. Okay. Any other questions? I need to get back to the game.
Professor?
You find the devil?
I have a clue.
Yeah, so we got that part, so let's solve the top.
They do not make this easy.
I worked on this thing forever. All I could find was third floor book. Couldn't see anything else. I was about to go upstairs and the butler rudely cut me off. Said the round was over.
I hear the cuckoo clock. It is 7 o'clock. It is
time
to go in the grand
room. One more thing.
You have to wait, sir. We are going to play a mini game first and then you can continue. Everyone to the grand room, please.
We don't love a good cliffhanger.
This mini game is called Look Closely. In this picture are three hidden items. Your goal is to find as many as you can and document where they are on your Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 5 phones. Gentlemen, begin. The person who finds all the items wins a clue card.
This is tough.
I was off to a pretty good start. I just couldn't find the panda until...
Why are you pointing?
What are you doing?
Thanks, Coates.
I help you, you help me.
I can just see Corey's scream. I would be in a really good place. Right.
3, 2, 1. After looking at all the results...
Thank you very much.
The winner is Colonel Mustard.
No way!
What do you get? How many?
The Colonel discovered all three items. The tennis ball, the rocket ship, and the panda. Congratulations, Colonel Mustard. For winning this minigame, here is another clue card. I'm also giving you this blacklight flashlight. It may come in handy soon.
Hopeful.
As for the rest of you, you can go about the house now and solve more riddles. However, a special prompt to help you. There are 5 crossword puzzles spread throughout the mansion. Take note of 1 word in each crossword. Together, those words will guide you to your next clue. Ciao, ciao.
The other guys were busy on other riddles. I decided to go for the crosswords. Quickly, I find the words pull and down, but I don't know what yet, so I keep searching.
So after the mini game, I wanted to run around and see if I could find anything new. There was, in fact, an unlocked door. Found a new room, baby.
No, I want anything. Oh, the fruit. There's a watermelon.
Inside that room, unfortunately, was the most complicated riddle I've ever seen.
Miss, I have no idea what to do. I don't want to think a lot.
Kids, moms, dads at home watching, this is your chance. Pause the video, play along with the riddle, and see if you can solve it. Be better than the tall man. Shouldn't be that hard.
Howdy.
I'll let you lock it if you'll share in the riddle solution. It's a doozy.
Okay, I know where these are.
You do?
Yes.
Ty? Where's Verde?
I need to let him in.
No, there's 3 of us.
Did he find the book and not tell me?
I can't bait along him.
We have to. We gotta bait. This is big.
Mr. Green!
Yes, Professor?
He's been with the doctor.
You found it, didn't you?
No, I didn't find it.
Don't you lie to me!
I'm not lying, Professor! I did find another clue, though, and I think you can help us.
Find the fruits, okay? Find the fruits.
What kind of fruit you got? You got
two fruits.
Just 2, I need 4. If you give me 4, we'll talk.
Kid's coming from absolutely no place of power.
I've searched the whole home with this blacklight, and it's given me nothing until I found a new room.
Snatch the blacklight flashlight to help you see the number of rabbit, geese, and deer is your key.
Thank goodness I won that minigame. I never would have gotten this from Mr. Verde.
These geese show up.
I finally find a painting to use this blacklight on. It reveals 3 rabbits, 6 geese, and 5 deer. So I know the code is 365. It's the missing piece to my location puzzle. It's not the pool, but I know what it is.
I run back inside and I see Ty and Cody, or whatever you call them, running towards the laundry room, which wasn't open before, so I had to go check it out. Ty and Cody hustled out of the laundry room. What they did not find, the final crossword puzzle.
Attic.
Pull down the attic. Ding, ding, ding.
I worked on this thing forever. I finally ended up solving it all. It says,
third floor, alive.
Alive book.
It's called Alive.
Last man standing.
Found the book. Got a clue. Professor Plum's about to solve this thing.
I've seen it. It's upstairs. It's upstairs.
Hey, man.
Hey.
What's up?
So I pull down the attic door, and best case scenario, boomstick eliminated.
After the blacklight clue, I haven't been able to find much until...
Hello?
Why, yes, I will take another clue. Thank you. That phone call gave me another vital clue. I know the dudes are getting close. I've decided to make an accusation.
An accusation is an official guess as to the 3 cards that create the answer to the mystery. The dudes are only allowed to make 1 accusation. If they are correct, the game is over and they are declared the winner.
You sure of this?
Where do I go?
To the study.
Hello. The Colonel is sweating.
If they are incorrect, then they are out of the game and locked in the closet.
Do I just say it?
Send it.
And is the confetti ready?
Neil, it's getting here. Get it.
I know for sure that the taking of Sparky happened in the ballroom.
I swear I do not know. I just found it. I swear.
The weapon is the net gun.
Just let me go.
The suspect, guilty of this crime, was me. Take me away.
I'm sorry, Colonel, but your accusation is incorrect.
Yes,
he's out. He tried his accusation and he's out. We're down to four, baby.
Go to the isolation closet. Yep, stay in here. This is it. Yep. Gentlemen, it is time for your next mini game. I'm sure this hour you are very parched from working your brain so actively. So I invite you to play this game I call Poison Roulette.
I'm sorry. Did he say poison?
You never know when you might be poisoned.
Poisoned?
Surely he doesn't mean poison, right?
It's not poison, it's yes vinegar. Here we go.
So I don't want to tell into my section.
I'm not sure.
Mr. Blue Jay, you make the first pick.
It's a tough call, but I'm going here.
I'll just take my own.
Drink.
Vinegar? Are you serious?
Adios! Bonjour!
I don't like this game.
Let's see where the ball falls.
Be me. Stop.
It is leaning towards Professor Plum.
But I'm gonna go myself.
Okay.
That is nasty.
Lovely. And the final round. It's me with that. We'll see where the ball falls.
Give it to me. Yes.
It is your choice, Mr. Blue Jay.
Ah, bad choice.
Okay.
Cheers, my friend.
Who is doing a slow job of faking it? I cannot tell, I'm trying to read. I believe he is the voice. Congratulations.
Thank you, good sir. Solid effort. Tried my best.
That was good.
Almost had him. I could still taste it. It's very bad.
Congratulations, Mr. Blue Jay.
Thank you, sir.
Clue card. This one. Stays with me. Really got to crank it up this round. We go upstairs and I see an eyeglass sitting right by the window. I look out the window and I see a sign that says, come here. So I go.
I pick up this eyeglass that I found and use it to peer outside the window. And who do I see?
Heavens to Betsy.
The Claret. I know I'm right behind them and I feel maybe I can run fast enough to catch Claret because he's a bit of a non-athlete.
Oh no, another clue. Oh, the Amarillo code. 0342.
Dr. Claret? Hello, Doctor!
Ah! Oh, 342. Amarillo. Good news for us.
The doctor's not very smart. He's probably forgotten the code by now, to be honest. Where are you going, Dr. Claret?
Nowhere!
Where are you going?
Where's Amarillo?
You don't even know the code.
No.
I'm in the room. It's a one-person room! One-person room!
Just as I suspected, Dr. Claret has forgotten the code.
So Ty beat me to the room, but I beat him to this. A fishing pole hooky thingy, my Bob.
This is a big boy.
Oh, wow! Haven't seen one of these in ages.
It's finally the last round, so I gotta make sure there's no new rooms open. Sure enough, master bathroom is unlocked.
String together, clue by clue, the kidnapping took place. Where's the string?
I find a pegboard and on it, the word string is highlighted. I find the string, which leads me to an address book. The address book leads me to another book. I find the other book, which gives me the coordinates for the string board. At this point in solving this riddle, I'm tempted to just give up. Let's go for podium, because boy, it's over my head. But I made it this far, so let's string together the coordinates and see what it spells.
To F4.
I'm watching the tape on the TV, and at this point I feel this is a complete waste of my time. Mr. Verde's time is pretty valuable.
He just hammered in a cone. I'm not sure if that was supposed to be helpful, but it wasn't.
I feel like I'm falling behind. This may have been a mistake.
Oh!
Just as I suspected, the net gun. Mr. Verde's gotta make an accusation. I've wasted too much time, the others are too close to the trail. It's a bit of a risk, but I feel like I have enough information to make an accurate accusation.
I'm not waiting anymore.
I'd like to make an accusation! Butler!
G1. What in the world?
I strung together the coordinates, and it said take a selfie. So I took the selfie, and I could see clear as day. The kidnapping took place in the ballroom.
So the clue says to use this device to pull out gold rings from the boots.
That's my strength. I'm brain. Nope, I'm brawn, not brain.
Mr. Butler!
If I want any chance to win, I gotta get this clue quick because I did just see Ty go inside the accusation area.
No! A snaker.
I'd like to make an accusation.
What is this man doing?
I don't know what he's doing, but I'm ready to go.
Into my study.
Let's go.
Mr. Green, it's time that you make an accusation. If you are correct, you will win this battle. If you are wrong, you will be locked away in the closet with your friend, Colonel Mustard.
Thank you very much, Horatio. It's been a wonderful evening. The location was the ballroom. The weapon was the net gun. And I can tell you, with 33.333 repeating 3% confidence, the person responsible for this unspeakable crime,
none other
than Dr. Claret.
Huge news for Mr. Claret. I have a claret, which means I'm not the guy. This is massive. I am now, I think, in the lead.
Mr. Green, you're a very intelligent man.
Thank you, Horatio.
However, you're incorrect.
No! 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 No lo puede creer, por favor, evitarme cuando con un grande granada de mala!
It is midnight and the police are here. It is time for your final accusations.
Police, open up!
Dr. Claret, Professor Plum, Mr. Blue Jay, it's time for you to make an accusation.
Here's what I know. Earlier today, in the ballroom.
The ballroom. I know it happened in the ballroom.
A net gun was used.
With a net gun.
The weapon? The shock collar. The person?
Mr. Green. Mr. Green did it.
The suspect? Professor Plum.
Professor Plum.
Gentlemen, after speaking with all of you in this study, it's time to declare the winner of the mystery detective battle. The abduction took place in the ballroom.
That's right.
The weapon that was used was the net gun.
No way.
And lastly, the person responsible for the crime is our Professor Plum.
Of course it is.
Policeman.
What?
In here.
I remember that. I love these games. Let's go.
You guys hit me wrong.
Thank you, sir. What a pleasure.
Professor Plum.
That was exhilarating. I get arrested?
Sorry, bub.
Come with me, Professor.
Such is just a
game. How dare you?
Mr. Blue Jay, I'm sorry, but you will be joining Colonel Mustard and Mr. Green in the closet for the remainder of the night.
Lego, what's up?
Hey, thank you so much. I'm shocked as much as everybody at home. Couldn't have done it without my Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 5. Thank you, boys.
Woohoo! We'll see you on the next vid.
I believe this is when they say, found it, Logan, via.
Dude, perfect.